You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the July 2024 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin with RF Current, news from the world of communications by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. Edison research on sports fans, radio, and online betting. It should come as no surprise that 89% of U.S. sports fans watched sports content in the last year through broadcast TV or streaming video services. A healthy 64% claim to have frequently or occasionally listened to sports content in the last year through AM/FM radio, podcasts, or Sirius XM, according to Edison Research's Sports Audio Report, released June 14th. The survey was based on data collected during the fourth quarter of 2023 from online interviews of over 3,500 U.S. individuals aged 13-plus who self-identified as sports fans. Interestingly, the average American over the age of 13 spends 4 hours and 11 minutes listening to audio each day. The average sports listener over the age of 13 spends 6 hours and 26 minutes per day listening to audio. Audio in this case means AM/FM radio, as well as online streams of AM/FM stations, podcasts, and Sirius XM satellite radio. The survey found that as the age for the listening group goes up, so does the amount of time listening to radio. The youngest age group, the group sought by most advertisers, spent most of their time, 64%, listening to podcasts, and only 22% listening to the radio. This group spent only 8% of their sports listening on satellite radio. The middle-aged group, ages 35 to 54, spent 58% of their time listening to sports on the radio, only 26% on podcasts, and a much higher 13% listening via Sirius XM. Boomer sports fans, ages 55 and up, spent 85% of their sports listening time on AM/FM radio, just 5% on podcasts, and 9% on Sirius XM. Survey respondents over the age of 21 are also online sports books bettors. Here's how it breaks down. 25% of sports video viewers participate in online gambling, while 35% of AM/FM radio listeners are also online sports bettors. Another survey from Edison Research, which they call the Infinite Dial, released March 28th, found that smart speaker ownership appears to have peaked, but the number of smart speakers per owner continues to rise. Those who have them really like them. Nearly half of smart speaker owners, 43%, own three or more of the devices. Podcast listeners listen to an average of 8 podcast episodes each week. 45% of women listened to a podcast in the previous month, up from 39% last year. The survey also found that online audio listening hit its highest mark ever. 76% of those in the U.S. over the age of 12 have listened to online audio in the last month, an estimated 218 million people. The online social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, saw a sharp decline after billionaire Elon Musk acquired the platform. 19% of those aged 12-plus are currently ever using X, a 30% drop from the findings in the 2023 Infinite Dial study. Another interesting finding in this survey was that 60% of those aged 12-plus have a traditional AM/FM radio set in their home. 40% have no radio in the home. World Radio Network A24 Season Schedule. If you remember the good old days of international shortwave broadcasting, and have tuned in the bands lately, you may think most of the old broadcast services have disappeared. While many have, Others have migrated to a digital platform easily received on any device. World Radio Network, which has curated international broadcast programming for more than 30 years, continues to make daily broadcasts from Radio Prague, Radio Slovakia International, Deutsche Welle, NHK World Radio, KBS World Radio, Korea, Polish Radio External, Israel Radio, and RTE, Good Morning Ireland, available around the clock. You can find the WRN North American schedule here, www.ncompass.tv/WP-content/uploads/2024/05/encompass_WRN_North_America_A24.pdf. Widespread job cuts in U.S. media jobs continues trend. A June 17th article in Current, the nonprofit news organization covering public media in the U.S. since 1980, reported that growing costs and falling sponsorships have fueled a wave of layoffs in public media. Current found that more than 400 jobs were lost because of layoffs or buyouts since March 2023. The report said such losses were widespread, but that, compared to commercial media, it's not that bad, noting that commercial digital, broadcast, and print news saw 2,239 layoffs from January through May 2024 alone. A report May 2nd from career transition specialists Challenger Gray noted that the U.S. media industry, which includes television, film, streaming, and news, laid off just over 8,000 in the first 4 months of the year, but noted that number of job losses was down from over 11,000 from the same period the previous year. One bright spot was at CBC. The Canadian federal government upped its funding for CBC and Radio Canada in its 2024-2025 budget, according to a CBC report, April 16th, allowing CBC to stabilize operations, preserve jobs, and continue to invest in programs and services, according to CBC CEO Catherine Tate. Prior to the increased budget announcement, CBC Radio Canada had already laid off 141 employees and cut 205 vacant positions, the report said. Japan tries one-year AM service suspension. An article in Radio World Online reported that a total of 34 AM radio stations across the country are taking part in a one-year trial that allows commercial AM operators to suspend operations while continuing to broadcast on the FM band and stream online. The trial is complicated by the fact that, according to the report, since 2014, Japan has licensed AM repeater services in what's known as the wide FM band, from 90.0 to 94.9 MHz, but many receivers only tune the traditional Japanese FM band, from 76.1 to 89.9 megahertz. One company is said to be giving away 2,000 small FM radios to help listeners disconnected by the suspension of its AM services. FCC reinstates radio duplication rule. In 1964, the FCC prohibited FM stations in cities with populations over 100,000 from duplicating the programming of a co-owned AM station in the same local area for more than 50% of the FM station's broadcast day. The reasoning was that this was not an efficient use of FM frequencies. What's the point of even having an FM band if it's simply duplicating the program of the sister AM station? In 1976, the Commission tightened the radio duplication restriction limiting stations to duplicating only 25% of the average week of a co-owned AM station, going further to include stations in a community with a population of over 25,000. In 1986, in response to a petition for rulemaking that would exempt late-night hours when determining compliance with the cross-service duplication rule, the commission eliminated the duplication rule entirely. Fast forward, if that's even a term that can be used regarding the FCC, to 2019, when the commission sought comment on reinstating the duplication rule, noting that the broadcast industry had changed significantly since the last version was adopted in 1992. The growth in the number of radio broadcasting outlets, the advent of HD radio, satellite radio, streaming via station websites, and various mobile apps, there was a need to allow greater regulatory flexibility for innovative experimentation with digital radio on both the AM and FM bands. In its 19-page Order on Reconsideration adopted June 5th, the Commission reinstated the radio duplication rule for FM stations only. The Commission will allow a grace period of up to 6 months following the publication of the Order on Reconsideration for stations to comply. And now the shortwave listener by Fred Waterer, programming_matters@yahoo.ca. June shortwave programming of note. It's July already. Canada and America celebrate birthdays. Barbecues and outdoor activities are in vogue, and it's a good time to play with that portable receiver. There is a lot of great programming out there. Let's have a peek at what's on offer. Ask WWCR is a biweekly program in which one can hear the latest news about the station, such as changes to the program lineup, interesting reception reports received at the station in Nashville, and, as the title implies, answering listener questions. It's an interesting and enjoyable little 15-minute broadcast that can be heard every week, but the content changes every 2 weeks. Listen Wednesdays at 1930 UTC on 15,825 kHz, Sundays at 0945 UTC on 4,840 kHz, and on Saturdays at 0300 UTC on 4,840. The Saturday broadcast forms part of a DX block when Ask WWCR is followed by Australian DX with Bob Padula and WaveScan with Jeff White. Sticking with WWCR, country music doesn't get as much love on shortwave as it once did, with dedicated programs on stations like Radio Australia, BBC World Service, WHRI, and others. WWCR fills the gap with worldwide country radio. It is heard Monday through Friday at 1200 UTC on 13,845 kHz. It is also heard three times on Sunday at 0100 UTC on 3,215 kHz, at 0500 UTC on 4,840 kHz, and at 1800 UTC on 12,160 kHz. On the Media. On the Media, the weekly program from WNYC in New York, debuted on June 1, 2024 on WRMI. On the Media, WNYC's weekly investigation into how the media shapes our worldview, is heard Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 0200 UTC Monday, on 9,395 kHz, and Thursdays at 2100 UTC on 15,770 kHz. This is the first time On the Media has been heard on shortwave radio, and the producers are interested in hearing about your experiences with shortwave. Tune in and let us know what you think of the program, or send us your reception reports at info@wrmi.net. and contact On the Media at onthemedia@wnyc.org. They're looking for short audio segments from listeners, too. This looks to be quite an interesting addition to the WRMI lineup. The most recent program looked at coverage of the Trump trial verdict and what it's like for reporters to cover wars around the world. It's been a bit of an interesting period in Central Europe. Slovakia did quite well in the World Hockey Championships, while its former partner, Czechia, won the whole tournament. Both countries gave extensive coverage in their shortwave broadcasts. Slovakia recently returned a conservative, Russia-friendly government to power. This was followed by conservative and nationalist gains in the European Parliament elections. Romania, on the other hand, saw gains for left-leaning social democrats. Shortwave listeners are uniquely placed to be informed on these sorts of things. Both Radio Slovakia International and Radio Prague can be heard via WRMI in Miami. Radio Romania is also well heard via their domestic transmitters. Radio Slovakia International can be heard daily at 030 UTC on 5,850, 7,730, and 15,770 kHz. At 0300 UTC on 7,730 and 7,780, and at 2200 on 5,850. It can also be heard Tuesday to Saturday on 5,800 kHz. Radio Prague can be heard daily at 1200 and 0300 UTC on 9,955 kHz, and at 2330 UTC on 5,850 kHz. Also Monday and Tuesday at 0600 UTC on 15,770 kHz. Listen to Radio Romania International at 0000 UTC on 11,620 kHz and at 0300 UTC on 9,740 kHz. Another great source of information about European affairs is the Deutsche Welle program Inside Europe, which can be heard via the DW website, dw.com/en/latest-audio/s-623-91692. There is, of course, coverage of all of these issues via the BBC World Service and other broadcasters. Britons, in fact, go to the polls in national elections on July 4th. Polls suggest the Labour Party is on track for historic gains. We shall see. In 1992, the polls predicted a Labour win, but it was John Major who was re-elected. As a bit of a politics geek, I listened to election results from the UK via the World Service in virtually every election from 1979 to the early 2000s. The BBC is rather good at extensive and thorough election coverage. Of course, the days when one could tune in all night to the BBC on 5,975 kHz via Ascension are gone. Nevertheless, one can listen online to coverage, not only from the World Service, but across the numerous BBC domestic networks. Radio 4 is the flagship, and often mirrors the World Service coverage. But it is also quite fascinating to tune to regional broadcasts like BBC Northern Ireland, BBC Scotland, and BBC Wales. All three of these stations, we often forget the United Kingdom consists of several nations, elect regional parties, which, when the results between the major parties are close, can and have wielded tremendous power. The Glastonbury Music Festival also receives extensive coverage this month. BBC Radio 6 Music the radio home of Glastonbury and the UK's biggest digital-only radio station, with an audience of 2.5 million listeners, extends its celebrations for an extra day this year, hosting all-day Glastonbury from Wednesday, June 26th, to Monday, July 1st. From the Isle of Music. From the Isle of Music airs on the second Saturday of each month. For July, this will be on the 13th. It will feature a variety of winners from the Cuba Disco. Broadcast times, July 13th, 0900 to 1000 UTC, 9,670 kHz, and 1900 to 2000 UTC, 3,955 and 6,070 kHz. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, July 20th. Times and frequencies, note new schedule, are 1700 to 1800 UTC, 9,670 kHz, with beam EF towards South Asia, but quite good in Russia also. 1900 to 2000 UTC, 3,955 and 6,070 kHz, omnidirectional for Europe and beyond. 2300 to 2400 UTC, 3,955 kHz, omnidirectional for Europe and beyond. All transmissions from channel 292, Rohrbach, Germany. Reception reports from WebSDRs, as well as regular radios, of course, are honored with EQSLs if, 1, the entire program is reported, 2, if a WebSDR, which specific one, is included in the report. Shorter reports will be acknowledged with a brief note of thanks. Texas Radio Shortwave, TRSW, can be heard on the following schedule. July 6th, 1900, 3,955, Texas Music A to Z, Hour 1, Cities and Towns. July 7th, 1200, 9,670, Texas Music A to Z, Hour 1, Cities and Towns. August 3rd, 1900, 3,955, Texas Music A to Z, Hour 2, Artists. August 4th, 1200, 9,670, Texas Music A to Z, Hour 2, Artists. Like the programming from Tilford Productions, these programs originate in Rohrbach, Germany, and in North America will probably require a web SDR to hear. BBC Programming. We are deeply saddened about the news of Dr. Michael Mosley, and our thoughts go out to his family and friends at this difficult time. Michael worked closely with BBC Radio 4 and the BBC Studios Science Unit for many years on groundbreaking science and health programs, from Medical Mavericks, Eat Fast, Live Longer, Inside Michael Mosley, and The Young Ones, to Trust Me, I'm a Doctor. He also made regular appearances on Morning Live and The One Show, and of course presented his own hugely popular and successful BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds podcast, Just One Thing. He was a brilliant science broadcaster and program maker, able to make the most complex subjects simple. But he was also passionate about engaging and entertaining audiences, inspiring us all to live a healthier, fuller life. His entertaining and accessible style was enjoyed by audiences around the world, and he will be hugely missed by many people, not least those fortunate enough to have worked with him at the BBC. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.